With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Gun deer hunting in Wisconsin peaked in the 1990s at about 700,000 hunters. Since then, that number has dropped by about 150,000. The Wisconsin DNR is raising concerns about the far-reaching impact if the number of gun deer hunters continues to decline. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Since 2005, Wisconsin has lost about 10% of deer hunters across all license types. Dan Storm is a research scientist with the DNR's Office of Applied Sciences.
The loss of deer hunters is a widespread, longstanding nationwide concern.
Storm told the Natural Resources Board at its recent meeting that understanding the decline has become a top priority for the Bureau of Wildlife Management. The Applied Sciences initial research projects the state could lose another 100 to 190,000 hunters by 2040.
At the moment, our ability to manage deer populations across much of the state is already stretched. Think about the future where we have 100,000 fewer hunters or even fewer than that. The issues with deer overabundance, forest and crop damage, deer vehicle collisions, CWD spread, they're just simply going to worsen.
Storm also pointed to loss of revenue from fewer license sales and tax on ammunition and firearms that help fund conservation. Analyzing license numbers is part of phase one of research on this topic. Storm says they're also looking into the patterns and reasons hunters stop, how the decline can be reversed or slowed, and what managing deer might look like with fewer hunters on the landscape. The research presentation generated some discussion among board members about how to retain or gain hunters, as well as motivate hunters to harvest more deer. The revenue hunters generate from the department was also discussed. Eric Loebner is the division administrator for the DNR Fish, Wildlife, Parks Division.
Ultimately, it's going to be the responsibility of everybody here in the state to look at how do we ultimately fund conservation efforts going forward.
There was no action taken by the board. The presentation was informational only. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A federal judge formally ends court-ordered monitoring of conditions at Wisconsin's juvenile prisons in Lincoln County. Governor Tony Evers had announced earlier this week that a request to end the monitoring had been made. The court had put in place 50 requirements for the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools to be overseen by a court-ordered monitor. Reports in October and again this week showed all 50 requirements had been met. With that, a federal judge this week lifted a consent decree which had required the monitoring. The conditions had been put in place following a 2017 lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union over conditions at the juvenile facilities. Plans are to eventually convert the facilities in Lincoln County to take adult prisoners as new juvenile facilities come online elsewhere in the state. Efforts to bring Wisconsin's PFAS regulations in line with contested federal drinking water standards moved forward this week under a rule unanimously approved by the state's Natural Resources Board. The rule proposed by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources mirrors federal regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency under the Biden administration. WPR's Danielle Keating reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
In 2024, the Environmental Protection Agency set drinking water standards for six PFAS substances. The Trump administration's EPA plans to roll back limits for the chemicals. That comes as water utilities and chemical companies have challenged the standards in court. Peter Burris with Wisconsin Conservation Voters supports bringing the state in line with Biden-era limits due to serious health issues linked to PFAS.
We owe it to every Wisconsinite to make progress on this issue as quickly as possible.
Industry groups have urged the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to hold off on its proposed standards. The head of DNR's drinking water program fears that would cause the state to miss key deadlines or lose its power to enforce federal regulations. The rule is subject to approval from the governor and legislature. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Many of the people whose ancestors lived in the U.S. thousands of years before Europeans are carrying tribal identification for protection against the Trump administration's anti-immigration agenda. Dozens of the 575 federally recognized Native American tribes are making it easier to get tribal IDs by waiving fees, lowering the age of eligibility, and printing cards on the spot. Experts say it's the first time tribal ID cards have been widely used as proof of U.S. citizenship and protection against federal law enforcement. As Native Americans rush to secure the documents, many see a bitter irony in the first people of the land having to prove that they too are U.S. citizens. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security did not respond to repeated requests for comment. The USA Hockey Long Drink Pond Hockey National Championship happens this weekend on the ice of Dollar Lake near Eagle River. The tournament is expected to draw over 1,000 skaters to play hockey on rinks created on the surface of Dollar Lake. Members of the Eagle River Area Fire Department have been helping out this week by flooding the rinks to smooth out the surface. USA Hockey says spectators are welcome at their own risk. They caution it is a natural frozen surface and weather can vary. You also need to watch out for flying pucks. There are no designated warming or viewing areas, so spectators will be in the same area as players and volunteers on the lake. Cougars have been detected 31 times in Michigan in 2025, the highest since they were wiped out in the early 1900s. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources expects this number to rise with more camera footage to review. Cougars, also known as mountain lions, have been confirmed in the state for about 20 years. Last year, cougar cubs were discovered in Upper Michigan, indicating a family is raising babies in Michigan. Experts believe this shows changing conditions that allow cougars to return. While sightings are up, it's unclear if the actual number of cougars has increased. Cougars are on Michigan's endangered mammals list, so hunting them or even trying to locate them is illegal. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.